Hey, welcome back to Endpoint TV. This is your host, Ron Jacobs, and today I'm really excited to share with you Jet. Wow. It kind of sounds like a bad infomercial, doesn't it? Well, ChatWow is really just my name for a little chat application we're going to build today that uses service discovery, one of the cool new features in WCF in .NET 4. With service discovery, your service can be discovered by others who are looking for it with discovery. And we'll see how using discovery, our chat application will find other users on the same subnet, and then we'll build a managed proxy that would allow it to see users no matter where they are as long as they're registered with the proxy. So, let's get started. Okay, so the first thing we got to do to make our service discoverable is mess with the config a little bit. And it's not hard. All we have to do is add a service behavior. So I'm going to paste in here a discovery behavior. It just has a service discovery element. And let's go over here to the chat service, and we'll drop in behavior configuration equals discovery behavior. So just match up the tag there. Now our service is discoverable, but we need one more thing, which is a UDP endpoint, because discovery happens on UDP. So all we have to do is put in here our UDP endpoint, and we're good to go. Okay, so now our service is discoverable, we need to enable ChatWow to discover other services. So let's add a reference to System Service Model Discovery. And okay, great, now that we've got that in there, we're going to go over to the Simple Chat window and open the code here. We'll drop that in using system.servicemodel.discovery. Okay, and that's going to enable us to use discovery to find other chat wows. Okay, so let's get a discovery client. We're going to need one of those. And then our chat application has a little list box where we show other users. So we want to write some code to populate that list box when we find one. And what we're going to get is this endpoint discovery metadata. Now, it could be that we find ourselves, so we don't want to add ourselves. We will find ourselves. So we want to add a user from this discovery metadata. For now, we'll just put in their address. Okay, now we need to go into the ad hoc discovery method and add some code for this new up this discovery client, set up some event handlers, and then we call find async. And that'll enable us to find other services. Now, of course, we're going to have to add code for these event handlers as well. So here's the first one, the find progress changed events fired every time discovery finds another service, so we'll just populate them. And then find completed when the whole thing's done. We find out, was it canceled? Was there an error? Or, you know, if everything was okay, we'll just close the discovery client and go on our way. And then we have to consider what happens if somebody signs out or closes the form while discovery's going on. So we have an abort discovery method here that's tied into the UI. So that's looking pretty good. Now let's run it and see what happens when you do some chatting. So Fred's going to sign in here, and we'll come back over and we'll start another instance. This time, well, who would chat with Fred? I know we'll have Wilma, right? Wilma's chatting with Fred. So Wilma signs in right away. She discovers another service, but it just says localhost. You know, so she doesn't know who she's chatting with. She has to say, you know, who are you? Of course, Fred gets the name in the chat message, so he knows who it is. He's kind of annoyed. He says, it's Fred, you know, come on. So it's a chat program. It works, but it's not exactly chat wow yet, right? Because we did find a service, but what we found was just its address, which is probably okay for a lot of applications, but we can do better with chat wow, and that's what we're going to do next. Now, ChatWow is pretty cool so far, but if we think about it, we could make it better by extending discovery. Now, what I mean is that when the ChatWow client was looking for other ChatWows, it sent out a UDP multicast message, and it gets back a response. Now, that response came from that service behavior that we added in the config. Now, it turns out that we can extend this response and add some of our own stuff to it. So we could add in, say, for example, the name of the user who's logged in right now. And then that way, the receiving ChatWow can extract that information from the endpoint discovery metadata and show the name of the user. And that's what we're going to do in this exercise. So the first thing we're going to do is add some using statements here. I paste in a bunch of link, XML link, and service model description. We're going to need that because we're going to do some XML work here with the metadata. And now we'll go find our open services call. When you call open services, we new up a chat service host and we're going to call into it. Now, I just pasted in some code that creates an endpoint discovery behavior. And then we add to the extensions a couple of X elements, the root and then a child element called name. And that name will have the name of the currently logged in user. Then all we have to do is find our endpoint and add this behavior. Now, whenever discovery happens, this name of this logged in user will be added to the response message that you get back. Okay, so that is pretty darn cool. Now on the other end of this, we have to deal with extracting that name. So I have this little method here called getPeerName. We just reach into the metadata extensions, grab the elements of with the tag name and get the first one, and then we just grab the value from that tag and we've got the name of the logged in user. All right. One other thing we need to do is go to that populate user list method and we'll just paste in here. We have an overload of this constructor that accepts the username. So we'll just call into there. Now our list box will show the name of the user and not just their address. All right, so let's run this thing and see what it does. Okay, so here's Fred. He's logging in. Fred's logged in. Great. Let's go move him up here. And we'll go back and start another one. Control F5. And this one, we'll slide over here. This one is Wilma. And let's log in Wilma. Great. Now you see that Wilma found Fred by name. And then we click on discovery there. Fred finds Wilma. Both of them are seeing names. The wow is really coming together with ChatWow. It's getting pretty good. But, you know, it's still not quite there. I think there's some other things we can do, and that's what we're going to take on in the next exercise. Well, this is going pretty well, and now we're seeing names, but you might have noticed that last time when Fred logged in first, he didn't see anybody. Then Wilma logs in. She sees him, but Fred won't see Wilma until he clicks the Discover Users button. Which isn't great. I mean, it's not chat. Wow. So turns out that Discovery has another kind of feature that's called announcements. It's kind of like if you came to a party, you know, you walk in the room and you say, "Hi, everybody, I'm here." And, you know, then if people are listening, they know that you're there. And then when you leave, you can say bye. And if people are listening, they know that you left. So it's a kind of an announcement thing. And so what we're going to do in this task is implement announcements for ChatWow so it gets a little better. All right, so let's get started. So the first thing we have to do is tweak our config to enable announcements. And so we'll just expand the service discovery here to add a UDP announcement endpoint. So that way now we will be able to receive those hello and goodbye messages. And also we will make them when our service goes online or offline. So we're going to need some a service host for the announcement service plus the announcement service itself. Those are all provided for you in the service model discovery namespace. So what we have to do is just declare them, and then we'll new them up. Because the way we deal with announcements is we create the announcement service. We add some event handlers to handle online and offline announcements. We'll new up our service host and then add the UDP announcement endpoint to it, and then open it. And now we're in business, right? We're going to start receiving these announcements. Now I have to write some event handlers to deal with that. So here's the online announcement. Now you'll hear about all kinds of services, maybe some services you don't care about. So you need to check to see if it's a service you care about. So we have find criteria. We see if it's a match. If it is, we just make sure we haven't already listed them in the list box. Otherwise, we add them. And then we have an offline announcement, which is the same kind of thing. You just remove them from the list box, okay, if they're going away. Now, we are in the open services method here where we just, at the very end, we're going to open our announcement service as well. Okay, so let's run that. Fred is logging in, and that's looking pretty good. Let's switch back over. We'll start another one. Control F5, and I'm going to go bring Fred back because I want you to see what happens side by side when Wilma logs in here. Let's log in Wilma, and she logs in, and bam, Fred, Wilma, they see each other, and it's great, right? And if you sign out, Fred signs out, he goes away. Wilma's, you know, hearing the goodbye, signing again, you get him. Both sides can get them. It's really a lot better experience. It's more wow. It's more like what we're looking for with ChatWow, and that's really good. But, only works in the same subnet. Let's see what we can do about that on the next exercise. Okay, so what we've got so far is pretty darn cool, as long as everybody's on the same subnet. But, I mean, you know, how often do you chat with people who are on the same subnet? We have to have a way to discover services that aren't going to be found with UDP multicast. And discovery supports a managed discovery proxy. And so in this case, the proxy can be aware of other services any number of ways, either through announcements or some other means. And then when you go querying for a service, the proxy can tell you about it. It's sort of like, you know, if you go to a party and you're looking to meet that special someone, but you don't know anybody at the party, you know, but you've got this friend there and your friend knows people. And so you go to your friend and your friend introduces you to somebody, right? That's what the proxy is like. So in this task, we're going to build this managed proxy. So let's get started. All right, so we're going to have to create this from scratch. We're going to add a new project to our solution. It's just a console application. We'll call it Discovery Proxy. And then this is going to need some references, right? So we'll find system.serviceModel and serviceModelDiscovery. We're going to need that. Okay, so let's add those in. And then we're also going to need a reference to the Discovery Chat project because it has the contract we need. Cool. Now we're going to add a class for our chat proxy. So we'll call this Chat Discovery Proxy. And this class is going to need some namespaces. There's a whole bunch of them there. Discovery and contracts and so forth. We're going to make this class inherit from Discovery Proxy Base. Right, that's the base class that implements what we need to do. And this is a WCF service, so it's going to be a singleton and have multiple threads calling it, so it needs to be thread safe. Now we're going to need a collection of services that we know about, so, and it has to be a thread safe collection. So I'm adding this class, chat service collection, and for this class, we're going to need using system service model discovery. And then this class, we'll make it internal and inherit from synchronized keyed collection. And this will be a collection of URIs and endpoint discovery metadata. Cool. Now we need to implement this abstract class. So we'll do that. And all this one method we have to put in here, get key for item. So we'll just say, you know, if the item you passed us is null, we're going to throw an argument null exception, because that would be very bad. Okay, but that will never happen, right? And then otherwise, we just return item.address.uri. Okay, that's going to be the key for our collection, keyed by URI. Now we're going to add a static cache to our member here and a property that you can call. And the thread safety is in the collection itself, right? So now there's some other classes that we built for you for this project, so you can just add those out of the assets directory. They're kind of interesting. You'll look at them later if you want. But here we have the on begin online announcement. So this is when the proxy gets a call that says, hey, somebody just said hello. Well, we want to check and see, is this a service we care about? If it is, if we got a match, we'll write out a message to the console and add it to our cache. Okay, and then there's a begin offline announcement also, same kind of thing. Somebody's leaving, they said goodbye, we just check to see if it's somebody we care about, write a message to the console and remove them from our cache. And by the way, they might not be in the cache, it's okay, we'll just ignore that. And then the last one is on begin find. So when somebody's doing discovery and calling the proxy, they're looking for a service. We're going to do a little link over our cache and find services that match the criteria. And then we'll add them to this collection of endpoints that we're going to return back to the caller. Okay, and then one last thing we have to have is an on end find where we return the collection. So you notice that there's a lot of async work going on there. All right, now in our main program, we have to host this discovery endpoint, right? So we're going to have a TCP connection, port 8001 for a discovery endpoint. And we're going to add that UDP announcement endpoint, so we're also listening for announcements. We'll open this thing up, and so you can either directly connect to it, or we will hear the announcements on the subnet. Now in our main, we have to, of course, host this thing, so we'll new up a service host and fire it up. Okay, now we need to modify the client so that it can do managed discovery. Okay, we did ad hoc discovery before. This is pretty simple. We just new up a proxy endpoint, and then we create a discovery client and pass in that proxy endpoint. Now it's going to talk to the managed proxy to do its work, right? And then we'll just set that to be the default when you run this thing. I'm moving pretty quick here, but I think you see what's going on. Now we'll set the debug proxy as the startup project and fire it up. All right, so this is a console app. It's just running there listening for people to connect. So we'll go back over here, fire up the discovery chat project, our chat wow. And we'll have Fred log in once again. Oh, well, actually, first let's start another one. Now we'll get them side by side here. Okay, let's have Fred log in. Fred signs in, and then we'll have Wilma. Wilma signs in. And now you see over in the console app what's going on, that we added, we heard the announcements from these guys, and we added them to our list of users. And then, you know, we're also getting find requests that are coming directly to the proxy now to find things. So the chats are not just relying on announcements anymore, but they're going to the proxy to find out who's in the room. So it wouldn't matter if Fred or Wilma were on a different subnet, it would still work, which is pretty darn cool. So far, we've seen a lot of very cool things with discovery, and you know, you're thinking, well, if you have a new application or if you're, you know, using these announcements, that's going to work great. But you might have other ways in which you find services. Maybe you store information in a database, you know, use WMI or some other kind of custom protocol. So I was thinking, you know, how could we make it so that ChatWow could discover another chat application, maybe like a legacy chat application that used this custom protocol to register with the proxy? And so in this exercise, that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring out the old school green screen legacy chat application. It uses this custom protocol to talk to a proxy server and register itself. And then we're going to bridge it so that ChatWow, when using managed discovery, can see and talk to these old chat applications. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so the first thing we've got to do is come in here to the discovery proxy and add a reference to system runtime serialization. Because the legacy contract uses a data contract, right? So it needs those attributes and be able to serialize it. And then we'll go into the assets folder here where we have the legacy chat application. It's pretty well complete, but we just need to add a reference to the discovery proxy application there so that it can get all the contracts and everything it needs. And now we'll go do one more thing, which is add in this legacy chat contract. So the legacy chat proxy had this way of registering with the proxy that we have to implement. And so now we're going to add a class. We'll call it Legacy Chat Proxy. And this class is going to need a bunch of using statements. I just paste them all in here. And then it's also a WCF service, a singleton that's going to be dispatched to with multiple threads. So we're going to let WCF know what to do with that. And then our class has to implement an interface, the iLegacy Chat Proxy interface. So we'll implement that. And this is how the legacy chats register with the proxy. They call the register method here. So let's implement one of those. Now they're going to pass us a URI and the name of the user. But our cache, we store discovery metadata. So we can actually create one of these endpoint discovery metadatas here. And I'm just using initializer syntax to set it up where we put in the endpoint address. The contract type name is an XML qualified name with the namespace and the name of the contract. Matches what's in the contract definition. And then we can add those extensions with the username of whoever is registering and then what listen URIs it's listening on. We'll write to the console that we're adding a legacy chat and we'll just go ahead and add it to the cache. All right, and then when you unregister, hey, it's no problem. We just say we're removing you, and then we try to remove it from the cache. And, of course, the last thing is when the legacy chat wants to discover, it calls this get users, which returns a list of chat users, just the old way they did it, right? So we're going to new up a list. We'll do a little link over our cache, and then we'll just write line, hey, we're returning a list of users. We have to create a new chat user. We're going to grab the name out of the metadata extensions we put in there earlier. If we can't find a name, we'll just use their address. We'll add them to the collection and return the whole thing. All right, now we go to our program. We have to host this legacy endpoint. So I'm just going to new up a service host and add this legacy endpoint to it. And then we'll just open that service host so it's ready to go. And then we just need to modify this up here. We'll add a using there, and then the legacy host close. And that's it. We're good to go. Okay, so that looks good. Let's build it. Everybody's happy. Now we'll set that as the startup project there. And let's fire one of these guys up. So there's our console host running with the legacy proxy and the discovery proxy. We'll come back over here and start up one of our chat. Wow, the new chat. And we'll log in as Fred. Now Fred's logged in. Let's start up one of the legacy chat applications here. It's real old school green screen legacy chat. We'll move this around to bring up the other thing. Okay. Now it's all commands here. Log in. Wilma's logging in. And we'll see that the legacy proxy is reporting that it got a user list. And we see that Wilma can see Fred. She got that from the metadata in the cache. And so now if Wilma wants to chat with Fred, she can type in, say, Fred, hi. Okay, and Fred gets the message. There we pop it up, hi. Fred can say hi back. And there you go. Well, you can see. That's kind of cool. We got now a legacy and a new chat thing happening. I guess we could have made this a little better if we just had the legacy service also being announced from the proxy. That would have been a little better, which is something we could do. But now you got some grips on this and you know where to go next. So hope you enjoyed that. We'll see you next time on Endpoint TV.